Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister to lead the interim government of Nepal. Russia halts peace talks with Ukraine, accuses Europe for stalling peace process. At least 86 died after a boat capsized in northwestern Congo. Albania appoints world's first artificial intelligence generated minister to combat corruption. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen enters semi-finals by defeating compatriot Ayush Shetty at Hong Kong Open. And now the news in detail. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as the Prime Minister of the interim government in Nepal after intensive discussions from the last 3 days and a formal dialogue at the President's office Sheetal Nivas. Since this morning, it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of an interim government. More from a correspondent.
President of Nepal Ramchandra Podil administered her the oath. Ceremony was attended by Vice President Rambaran Yadav and other dignitaries in Sheetal Nivas. After intensive discussion from last 3 days and formal dialogue at President Office Sheetal Nivas since Friday morning, it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of interim government. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. She is the first woman Chief Justice of Nepal who was widely praised for her integrity. President Ramchandra Podil may dissolve the House of Representatives and new Prime Minister will build her new team, including Gen Z representatives, to be part of the interim government. Her appointment aligns with the demand of protesting Gen Z demonstrators who have been calling for immediate dissolution of parliament and leading the interim government free from the existing corrupt political leaders. Shweta Singh for World News, Kathmandu.
Albania has appointed the world's first artificial intelligence AI-generated government minister with a goal to make the nation corruption-free. Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama announced the digital minister to his cabinet. The digital assistant is named Daila, meaning sun, and has been asking people how to navigate government services online since January. Prime Minister Edi Rama said that Daila has been given responsibility of taking all decisions related to the public tenders, making them 100% corruption-free. He said every public fund submitted to the tender procedure will be perfectly transparent. He stated that AI will ensure that all public spending in the tender process is 100% clear. Since its launch, Daila has been captured as a woman wearing traditional Albanian garb. Russia has announced that peace talks with Ukraine is on hold, but Kremlin remains committed to a diplomatic resolution to the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in Moscow today that direct negotiations between Russia and Ukraine remain possible but are currently suspended. Three rounds of negotiations took place this year in Istanbul, in Turkey, the last of which was conducted in July. Asked about a potential new in-person meeting or possible online communication, Mr. Peskov said Russian negotiators have the opportunity to use those channels, but at this point one could describe the contacts as being paused. Mr. Peskov also agreed with remarks by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, who earlier this week accused European Union leaders and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky of stalling the peace process. Lukashenko made the comments during a meeting with the US President Donald Trump's envoy John Cole in Minsk, as he praised Washington's mediation efforts. Mr. Peskov said the Europeans do stand in the way, and that is no secret. Russia has urged Poland to reconsider its decision to close the border with Belarus, warning of serious consequences for regional stability and trade. The call came after Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced a full border closure starting Thursday midnight, citing the ongoing Russia-Belarus military drills, ZAPAD 2025. Russia's foreign ministry said Poland's move aims to escalate tensions in Europe and will harm international trade through the region. Moscow emphasized that the drills are routine, transparent, and open to observers from OSCE member states, including Poland. Belarus also responded by summoning Poland's charge d'affaires and issuing a verbal protest. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry warned the closure will affect the entire EU-Belarus border, disrupting the flow of people and goods. The situation underscores growing strain between NATO and the Russia-Belarus alliance amid heightened military activity and geopolitical tensions. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. At least 86 people have died after a motorized boat capsized in northwestern Congo's Equateur province, according to the state news agency. The accident occurred on Wednesday in Basakusu territory, and that most of the victims were students. It was not immediately clear what caused the accident, although the state media blamed it on improper loading and night navigation. In the United States, a man suspected of killing the influential conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a university in the city of Orem was taken into custody today. Utah Governor Spencer Cox told reporters that the suspect is identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson from Utah. Charlie Kirk, a close ally of U.S. President Donald Trump, was shot dead yesterday while speaking at a college event at Utah Valley University. Governor Cox said investigators believe the suspect acted alone, but the investigation is ongoing. The shooting marks the latest instance of political violence in the U.S. Japan's centenarian population hit a new record of over 99,000. Data released by the government today showed persons aged 100 or above rose for the 55th straight year to a record 99,763, an increase of 4,644 from the previous year. Women accounted for about 88% of those aged 100 or older at 87,784, while the number of male centenarians stood at 11,979, according to the Ministry of Health, Labour and Welfare. The data release comes as Japan marks Respect for the Aged Day holiday next week. A new report reveals that Pakistan's Balochistan province is plagued by enforced disappearances and extrajudicial killings, with terror groups like Daesh operating under state protection. An UK-based Chronicle highlights sanctuaries in Khuzdar and Mastung where extremist militias train, recruit and launch attacks nationwide. Militants allegedly supported by the Pakistani establishment have targeted Baloch nationalists, Shias and civil society. Lawmakers have blamed the army and political elite for enabling such militias. Families of the disappeared continue peaceful protests facing repression as Balochistan becomes a grim example of state-engineered militancy. In sports news, India's Lakshya Sen has defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty in a three-game thriller to make it to the semi-finals of the Hong Kong Open badminton tournament. In the quarter-final match today, both Indian shuttlers set the court on fire, but the more experienced Sen came up with trumps to win the match 21-16, 17-21, 21-13. The 20th World Athletics Championships will begin tomorrow in Tokyo, Japan, and will continue till the 18th of September. India has sent 19-member squad led by Olympic champion Neeraj Chopra. For the first time in history, four Indian athletes will compete in the javelin event. Tomorrow morning, India's Ram Babu and Priyanka Goswami will compete in the men's and women's 35-kilometer race walk finals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki becomes first woman Prime Minister to lead interim government of Nepal. Russia halts peace talks with Ukraine, accuses Europe for stalling peace process. At least 86 died after boat capsized in northwestern Congo. Albania appoints world's first artificial intelligence-generated minister to combat corruption. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen enters semi-finals by defeating compatriot Ayush Shetty at Hong Kong Open. That concludes tonight's World News. For more day updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.